With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Northwoods ice cream shops are serving up a taste of summer. Many are opening their doors for the first time this season, but their sweet treats might cost a little extra this year. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker explains.
Nothing sounds the start of summer quite like ice cream.
We always say the official start of summer is when the windmill opens.
That's Russell Berg from the Windmill Ice Cream Shop in Tomahawk. The windmill officially opened Wednesday afternoon with a lineup of flavors, including cherry cheesecake, bourbon pecan, and white chocolate raspberry truffle. But scoops are a bit pricier this year.
We've already had to raise our prices because our costs have already gone up on almost everything across the board.
Ice cream shops here and across the country are raising prices in response to the high cost of fuel and ingredients. And on top of higher costs, some shops are also struggling to stock supplies like spoons and cups after a rocky road last year. Berg says the windmill prepared for this.
During the season last year, of course, with supply chain issues and, cargo ships waiting to be unloaded on the West Coast and East Coast, spoons and a lot of items come from China and from other countries. And so we decided to stock up.
Berg says he's ready for a strong start to the season, and he hopes it stays that way. His suppliers are already warning of a mid-season price hike. For now, though, as temperatures climb, Berg says trucks are still delivering on time in preparation for a sweet summer. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.
Scammers keep trying to find ways to take advantage of people. Mike Leishner reports on a scam that turned up in Wood County.
A resident says they received a letter that appeared to be from Chase Bank, saying further information, including a social security number, was needed to complete a credit application. That skeptical resident did a check on the number and return address provided, only to discover the letter was a fake. Sheriff's officials posted a copy of it online, encouraging residents to remain vigilant about things like unsolicited requests for your social security number or other sensitive data, adding if it seems like a scam, more than likely it is.
That's Mike Leishner reporting. In the 1990s, Wisconsin was averaging fewer than 500 Lyme disease cases per year. In the last decade, that number has grown to roughly 3,500 per year. Ashley Johnson is a nurse practitioner at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center in Woodruff. She says our region is considered Lyme endemic, meaning a higher percentage of deer ticks carry Lyme disease. It's likely only going to get worse in the years to come.
Part of it is from global warming. So the host that the ticks feed on, the small mammals such as squirrels and rabbits and animals like that, they don't, with the harsh winters, they usually die off. With the warmer winters, you're not having as much of that die off of their host. So they have more feeding ability, so they're going to survive longer.
Signs of Lyme disease can appear up to 30 days after you've been bitten. They include things like a bullseye rash around the bites, joint pain, headaches, fatigue, and tingling or numbness. Johnson recommends you see your health provider if you experience these symptoms so they can start you on a treatment plan. Left untreated, Lyme disease can lead to arthritis, meningitis, facial palsy, and nerve pain. An Olympian from the Northwoods returned home to a big welcome yesterday. Family members, former coaches, and many others showed up at the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce to welcome Kevin Bulger.
Seeing the support and the continued support is like, it's been really emotional.
Kevin's mother, Sandy Bulger, talked about what that support has meant.
When we were in Park City to watch the Olympic event and we saw what was going on up here, I mean, it just brought us all to tears. I mean, we're just overwhelmed by it.
Just months removed from cross-country skiing in the Beijing Winter Olympics earlier this year, Bulger is getting a chance to relax in his hometown. The break won't last long, though. Bulger's schedule often consists of training for his next event, which is a year-round process. Community members were able to donate to his future ventures through raffles and giveaways, but he says a simple sentence of encouragement means a lot.
It doesn't matter what it is, and that's what makes, I think, this community so special, is because no matter what, people are coming out and supporting, and that means the world to me. And because without that support, whether little or big or whatever it is, I can't do what I love.
Bulger will head out to Oregon on Sunday to start training for another worldwide competition later this year. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. And your forecast heading into this weekend: tomorrow, sunny with some clouds in there and highs in the upper 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny and highs in the 60s. This is WXPR News.